Rockford Choir is one of several ensembles picked to perform this week at the Illinois Music Educators Conference in Peoria. The choir and its director were excited about the opportunity to perform. As WNIJ's Guy Stevens reports, they also look forward to sharing a program of hope and faith.
Rockford Christian School's choral director, Andy Bruhn, is warming up the kids in his high school group. The 53-member choir was one of just four in Illinois selected to perform for music educators from across the state. But Bruhn says this is not some elite ensemble with strict entrance requirements.
Kids from freshmen through seniors are in that group. We do have an audition group on top of that, but this is the group that is just I call it a come y'all choir. Anyone can join and sing.
Bruhn says some couldn't even read music when they started. That means they spend time at the start of each class doing music exercises.
We also work a lot on vocal technique every single day, just making sure that every student, whether they're brand new in choir or have been in it for 4 years or more, that they really know how to use the instrument in a healthy way.
Bruhn says they can then concentrate on artistic expression, making music, not just sounding notes on a page. It was actually last year's choir that won the audition. Many graduated and are gone, so this is essentially a different group. Bruhn says it was a little scary at the beginning of the school year, knowing where they had to be in a few months' time. But he says the kids have come together, worked hard, and were ready for the conference. Maddie Hammer shared that feeling. With emotion in her voice, she remembered thinking in August that they had a long way to go.
That has been a journey that we've all been on, and I'm really proud of the progress that we have made and how we've come together and become a really strongly connected group of performers.
Bruhn says he took the theme for the program, Songs of Life Unfolding, from a line in a piece the choir was performing by Kim Andre Arneson called Flight Song.
I tried to pick a theme that would connect really well with the students and how we can weave all seven pieces of music that we're doing into telling a greater story. So again, that it's not just singing random pieces of music, but they're all telling a story that we're able to connect with.
Say, yes, we
It certainly seems to be connecting with sophomore Maddie Berkman. She says it was an amazing experience to be part of the choir, and she loves Bruhn's approach.
Through everything we do, we're glorifying Christ, and every day we talk about him, and it's not just like, okay, we're going to sing about Jesus now. We go through and we talk about the music and what we're singing about.
The program includes some well-known songs of faith and arrangements, but at the program center is a contemporary work by Jake Runnestad. Runnestad grew up in Rockford and is now much sought after as a composer. His work, Please Stay, is about suicide and suicide prevention. Bruhn says it spoke to the program's theme. It also gave the students an opportunity to confront an important topic.
The piece starts off with this cry, no, don't go, don't go. The choir singing in eight parts, super loud, and then within about five or six measures goes to super soft.
No, don't go.
That gives way to choir members reading text from the Twitter hashtag, I Kept Living.
It's okay to be a work in progress.
The words were specifically meant for people struggling with suicidal thoughts, but Bruhn says he expanded the discussion to include destigmatizing mental illness in general.
Giving these kids an opportunity to know that the struggles in life are real, and that there's hope and we don't have to wallow in that. But coming together, especially in a community like this, and sharing those feelings, those struggles with each other, is going to make you way stronger than going through it alone.
And that can happen in a choir, expressing faith through music. It's a message he and his students hope would play in Peoria and beyond. I'm Guy Stevens.